You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast. My name is Mike Larkin, and joining me once again, he is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. LFC CEO himself, Mr. Sean Donnelly. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Of course. It's always a pleasure having you on. A lot is going on in the world of Lingerie Fighting Championships, coming off two great events, LFC 38, Angels of Little Devils, and LFC 39, Goddess Among Us. But also what we got going on is Goddess Among Us, the search for the most beautiful woman in the world. The contest is heating up. We have so many great talents in, including some of our very own LFC alumni and faithful and fighters, some LFC prospects, some models. It is a hell of a time for LFC, Sean.
It's been really busy and really good. And, you know, we've had a lot of kind of odd things happening lately. I got contacted by so many people after Stephen Colbert mentioned us on The Late Show. We've had UFC fighters promoting us. So it's been really good and really busy. And of course, you know, busy putting out two events in such a short period.
I got to say, the Stephen Colbert mention, which this one over here sent me the video, I was in shock because I'm going to say this, late night is the right night because I laughed at the monologue. I thought everything fit together perfectly. And getting that contact and getting that overall attention from UFC and late night, that's mainstream, it's popular culture, but God dang it, it shows what we're doing is right. And if we can elicit reaction, evoke emotions, that's what LFC is about, man.
It was weird, though. I felt the Colbert thing was kind of strange. I mean, it drove a lot of traffic to us, don't get me wrong. But it was a kind of confused traffic because Colbert is so left. And, of course, we were mentioned in the same voice as Trump.
Right.
And Trump is, you know, as far right as you can get. So it was like nobody really wanted to comment on it because you'd be seen as one way or the other, which, you know, wasn't the case. I mean, we had no control over who Trump uses as his auditor. Funny that it's the same auditor as ours. And of course, you know, we didn't ask Colbert to say anything about it. It just happened.
I think that type of vibe too, and I've always said this about the LFC product, I include you in this, of course, but everything that we do, some people may like us, some people may not like us, but at the end of the day, if we get you talking, if we get you going, that's what it's about. And I look at from what we've done, two successful events, like you mentioned, such a short period of time. LFC 38, we'll start there with Angels and Little Devils, provided that cosplay type of vibes. We saw some Harley Quinn action. We saw some Poison Ivy. We saw some Barbie. We saw everything and then some. How awesome was that to follow more on the cosplay side of things and to be back in the FSW arena for the LFC 38 event?
Well, we love doing events at FSW. It's, you know, such a easy place to do an event. Everything's there. The people there are great to work with. So it was a lot of fun. The cosplay, you know, it's kind of ironic because the reason we did the cosplay is we had two prospects who, you know, very highly ranked prospects who are very big in the cosplay world. Unfortunately, neither was available. So, you know, we just kind of reached out to the girls. Would you like to do cosplay? And, you know, some could do it, some couldn't. And so that's why we did it kind of, you know, three and a half of the belts were cosplay themed and the rest were a regular show. But I thought it went really well. And the fans certainly responded well to it. You know, I think they loved watching, you know, Harley Quinn fight Poison Ivy because you don't get to see that in a real fight.
Right. I think as we always do, it's the expanding the imagination, if you will. And what I also do like about it as well is, first of all, shout out to Sarah Wolf, man, killing it in that Harley Quinn. Same with Jenny with the Poison Ivy. Those two gelled and worked well together. And I got to say, for Sarah's debut inside the ring as a part of being as official, I got to say, man, I love the fact that they went to a draw, but also at the same time, great chemistry and great cohesion. That was a hell of a debut for Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I thought she was great. And she's the first ref to become a fighter. We've had fighters become refs, become fighters. But she's the first that went just from reffing to fighting. Now, she is an experienced fighter outside of LFC. So we've been trying to get her in the ring for quite a while. And she was under contract with another promotion. And luckily for us, she became available. So we loved having her. I thought she did a great job.
Agreed, man. And I think what's great about it too, as well, as you mentioned, people that have gone from ref to wrestling to ref to wrestling, being in that side of that squared circle. You look at a woman like Mai Richards, like she's done ring girling. She's been in the ring. It was great to see her back with fellow South Dakotian MJ, the Dominator Dominator, doing her best cat lady. Those two, again, had great chemistry in their own right.
Yeah, that was fun. Some people have, I think, rightly mentioned that Mai's outfit is not cosplay.
Right.
Although, you know, what is cosplay? It can be just about anything. But then they see how short the skirt was, and they're usually okay with it.
Agreed. And I think what's great about it too, as well, is we all have that external beauty. And I talk about this a lot, and you and I have discussed this. I think from everybody's different interpretations of what they feel for the external side of things and their overall foundation, sexiness comes in so many different layers. And that's what I love about the variety that LFC brings from inside the ring and outside of the ring, as well as auspices around the whole LFC product. But sir, Riley Jade, Sailor Moon, her debut against Bella Madison. Bella Madison using that glass. She fought twice. We'll get to that main event. But God dang it, man, it was so great to see Riley Jade finally make her LFC debut at LFC 38.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time to, you know, she was her number one ranked prospect. No, she wasn't supposed to be wearing Sailor Moon. That wasn't supposed to be a cosplay match. She had some custom lingerie that had been made for her that one of our sponsors, Niche Boutique. And unfortunately, her body had changed so much, you know, in getting ready for this fight. She's doing some pretty impressive things work-wise that are very physical. And she was simply too small, or you know, it just didn't fit her. So she happened to have this knowing it was a cosplay event. So it worked out and people seemed to love it.
I got to say, first off, shout out to our girls at Niche Boutique, Brandy May, LFC prospect, and Kim Buck, who are on the judges' table alongside Trap Gambino. I got to say, with the chemistry that her and Bella had, now Bella, Rebel Princess, now Goddess of Chaos Madison, the name has changed, but the attitude remains the same. The glass shot to Riley and Katie Forbes at the end, they picked her own opponent. It was Bella, the influx of Katie Forbes, the influx of Trap Gambino. A lot of great stuff that really culminated in two great bouts, start of the bout and the same at the end as far as start to finish from LFC 38.
Well, and just the way that whole event went, I mean, let's face it, if Bella would probably be out of the league right now for what she did. Right.
Yes.
But because there's a rule, Holly didn't, you know, Holly hadn't seen the incident. She was dealing with something else. I think she knew what happened, but she, you know, she had to see it herself to prove it. And she was going to do that after the event. And, you know, that fight probably would have been overturned. Bella would have been suspended, if not kicked right out. But because Katie picked her and she fought again before any discipline happened, there's nothing that Holly can do to her now. So
that is true. But I got to say, another person that was involved in that, Mr. Leon Hader, had to hold back the urges, so to speak. The Leon Bella Madison, that beef, that feud is just firing. It's smoking. We're ready to blow that freaking fuse out, man. I got to say, the influx between those two, the relationship, it's combustible elements right there, Mr. Sean Donnelly.
It is, but I think you really see, you know, the growth of Leon, and he wasn't going to make a mistake and put his hands on anyone, defending himself. I mean, you know, let's be fair. When it originally happened, you saw he had her and he put her down gently, and he might not have before.
Right. I think the maturity level is there. We've seen Leon's growth ever since LFC 26 and that infamous incident that happened with Tomiko and Jesse El Toro Santos at that particular time period. But God dang it, man, as well, you had first-time bouts in Bella Inc. and Tomiko the Temptress Tajima. We saw Lauren Ceccarelli and Angelica the Italian Knockout Cole, the Battle of the Italians. And I got to say, talk about a 180, Mr. Sean Donnelly. Lauren Ceccarelli, oh my goodness, coming from her bout with Veronica Payne at LFC 35, this woman took a turn, worked on the leg. She was more vicious. She was ready in there like swimwear, if you will. Talk about a 180 this go-around.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I actually got to hang out with Lauren quite a bit this time. I did in the first event, so I didn't know her very well. She's an exceptional person. Really felt, very privileged to have that opportunity. I thought her fight was great. She looked great. She's a good fighter. Probably not ready to go up against someone like Angelica, you know, who's just, you know, they've had the same number of fights in LFC, but Angelica's, you know, a veteran fighter elsewhere. So, you know, they're both undefeated, but, you know, 1-0 versus 13-0, that's a big difference.
Oh, it absolutely is. But I think in this particular David Gersh Goliaths type of bout, I think Lauren held her own. And Angelica the Italian Knockout Cole, I felt like I was watching Rocky IV for a second. Throw the damn towel. Leon Hader doing his best Rocky IV impression. Everything went into that, the synergy, and I think that's what made up the great event. And I'm going to say, if anybody has not checked out LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils, what you doing? Go to LFCfights.com. You get to see a lot of the fights on the LFC YouTube. Dude, again, another success in the books for LFC.
Yeah, it was, you know, I thought two very strong events, you know, just 10 days apart, although, you know, they were released very, you know, a full month apart. But, you know, in real life, they did happen, you know, 10 days apart.
And I think this is like what I love about it, too, as well, is LFC has done nights, two nights in a row, three nights in a row. The grind never stops. And we go out to put the best product from start to finish, content creation, et cetera, et cetera. It's there. We're in your face. Boom. It's LFC. LFC also went LFC 39. Got us among us, man. Secrets Hideaway Resort and Spa, Kissimmee, Florida. Hello. First event in Florida. How awesome is that, that the Sunshine State gets some LFC up in there?
That was amazing, and the event was very successful for the venue, which, you know, we're always, you know, when we get hired to do a show, we want it to go well, we want the venue to do well, and that was a different event for us, because Secrets Hideaway is a swinger resort, and the pricing of that event, you know, normally our pricing, $19.99, you know, to $70 for ringside. At this event, you had to pay swing club prices, which, you know, was $200 for a single man, $50 for a couple. So we had, you know, some of our fans weren't expecting that, but they sold a ton of tickets, which, you know, we're happy, because, you know, a greater chance we get to go back.
Exactly. The MCs for the night were Jordan Marshall and Misha Montana, the boo of one Mr. Matt Riddle, former WWE superstar. I got to say, man, and you talk about those swinger things. John, I was on their website. I was looking at their rooms. These sons of guns up in this place have a Prince Purple Rain room. And I got to tell you something. When doves cry, I was feeling it. If I'm ever in Florida, I want to get to me in that Prince room, man. It's a tribute. Awesome. It's great. And it's
a beautiful venue. Like, that's an amazing place. Like, you know, that's the first event we've ever done that I wasn't at. You know, all the credit to Bella Madison. She put that event together for us and did a great job. But, you know, if we get another chance to do an event there, I'm definitely going.
Same. And I look at someone like a Bella Madison who just has that fight. She has that intuition, so to speak, of what she does at her craft and all around. Did an amazing job at this event. LFC as a whole makes it look good. And we had some debuts on the show. We had Avery Ryder and MJ the Dominator Domino. Avery Ryder did her thing. And I got to say, one other one that put out to me, the Battle of the Loves, Gia Love and Paris Love. We've been wanting them for a while. Sean, they did not disappoint this encounter.
Yeah, I mean, both have been on our radar for such long years. So I was really happy. You know, we moved our booty camp development gym from Topeka to Orlando. And that really, we have a lot of fighters, a lot of prospects in Florida. So that opened the door to a lot of these fighters to join LFC.
Oh, agreed. Shout out to Chris Silvio and Death Proof Dojo and many great trainers.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing.
What I like about Chris, too, as well, for those who have not seen Chris's work on NWA, the dude's a character, but also at the same time, he gets it. He has that mindset for wrestling. He has that mindset as a whole from an entertainment's perspective. And he did his damn thing, along with Blake Troop doing his thing for the Black team and Team Loyal fans. For you, I got to say this. Towards the end of this, we had Bella and Sheena. Bella Madison getting that Secrets Hideaway, that chain, that medallion, rocking the blingage. Spit a little something into Sheena the Hurricane Bathory's mouth, a little poison, if you will. That girl is poison. That main event towed up with what we saw at LFC 36 and 37. These two will have banger after bangers. They are destined to do this forever, Sean.
Yeah, it was, you know, and Sheena was fighting on very short notice after, you know, a very scary incident with Power Slap League. So I don't know that she was 100%, you know, and I think Bella took advantage of that. But it was a great fight, and, you know, this is the third time they fought, so.
I think what's great about it, too, is as well, they're like, we talk about, like, they, you know, they were destined to do this forever. I always like that in a rivalry. I always like that, you know, they always supersede what they did from the previous bout. And I think what we saw there with Bella and Sheena as well, with many women like Paris and Gia, like we saw for the first time ever, Bella Inc. and Jenny Bloody Valentine tore it down. We saw Tracy Nix also out of Florida and Katie Forbes again. Like, this was just everything and then some, because Tracy Nix is another one for those who've never seen her. She's a fellow Long Islander like myself, Sean. So Long Island represent, O-Town represent. She's another one who killed it. Her and Katie had a great semi-main event bout.
Yeah, we were really excited to get Tracy in the league, and the dealings, you know, the conversations I've had with emails back and forth in preparing her for this. She's an absolute treat to work with, and, you know, I think a great addition to the league.
Agreed. And I got to say, you mentioned, like, we talk about many debuts, and I mentioned Avery Ryder. Her and MJ, the Dominator Domino, got to put this out there. First of all, MJ has come a long way since her tenure at LFC 35, her debut against Lauren Fogel. We've seen her in there with Mai. We've seen her there with Jenny Holsom at the FHM bootleg. This woman is another one really on the rise in the rank. She's coming into her own, so to speak.
Yeah, and she wasn't supposed to be fighting. She was fighting on a couple hours' notice. Bella Rockefeller was the opponent for Avery, and unfortunately Bella woke up, you know, with, had trained the day before and just couldn't go. Her neck wasn't, she didn't have mobility. So MJ was supposed to be a judge. So we reached out to her, you know, would you like to, you know, would you take this fight on, you know, short notice? And to her credit, she did.
I was going to say, you actually bring up a great point, Mr. Sean Donnelly. I will follow up with you on that. Isn't that amazing? The toughness, the grit, and the determination, the passion of our fighters, even on such short notice, they go out and put on a doggone good show.
Yeah, because they've had no chance to prepare for that opponent because they didn't expect it. You know, even for Avery, you know, she was training to fight Bella Rockefeller. So that all the tapes she watched would have been Bella Rockefeller. She wouldn't have watched a second of MJ Domino. So, you know, all of a sudden you throw this curveball at her and she was fine with it. She, you know, didn't complain and, you know, went out and won her debut.
And that's the thing too. I think everything that we've done so far, and I've been so impressed from the FSW Arena to Kissimmee, Florida, Secrets Hideaway, LFC. It's just a one-stop shop for great entertainment, sex appeals, sexual, just everything that goes into the sensuality factor, voluptuosity factor. It is a treat. Check that out now, LFC 39 at LFCfights.com. We in here, we out there, we all over the place. And what I love about this place that is Lingerie Fighting Championships is it gives us great contests as well, more content from this side of things. Mm-hmm. Most beautiful woman in the world, Sean, goddess among us. Let's talk about it, because my God, we have so many great women in here. Like I mentioned earlier at the start of today's forum, LFC alumni, LFC faithful, new models, what have you. Everybody wants to be that goddess.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, TV show. We got approached to, you know, if we'd be interested in doing it. We'd run contests like this before with the LFC Madness contest, so, you know, something we're comfortable with. So, you know, we just love the concept of it. You know, this idea of traveling the world looking for the most beautiful woman, in, you know, seeing her in her home country, her hometown. I just thought it was really cool. And, of course, for LFC, you know, a lot of our fighters are hoping to get on the show, and we would love to have some of them get on. It's out of our control. It's all voting. But we'll also find, I think, some great cast for LFC itself.
I think what I do love about it too, as well, is you look at the LFC prospects that we see on the website, like we have some transgender talents, we have everything. That's the variety that this brings. But from the reality side of things, we have women from North America, South America, Asia, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I think it gives that great international vibes of what we get to see, like you talk about going into there, feeling who we are, seeing the overall landscape. There's so many women that want to be a part of this. It's great to see just the more traction that it's getting.
Oh yeah, there's already a dozen who have signed up that, you know, that we didn't know at all anything about, who, you know, I think would be great fits for LFC, you know, if they want to get into fighting.
Right. And I got to say, what I've always said about our product, and again, like I said, you could tell the smile on my face and the passion is resonating out, Mr. Sean Donnelly. People that love to do what we do, that want to train, get on the grind, and look sexy and damn good while doing it as well. This is the one-stop shop for all of that. I said, we have such a unique and just differential from all the rest, so to speak. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this on the screen, Sean, because I love this. And we're going to show the website so people can check it out here. There it is, baby. It got us among us, folks. 24 finalists will be cast on the TV series and compete for $100,000 grand prize and the title Most Beautiful Woman in the World. 100 G's on. Who doesn't want them 100 G's?
Yeah, and then there's LFC is also, in addition to being a co-producer of the show, we're also a sponsor. So one of the prizes is a $10,000 contract with LFC. There's a, I believe it's a $20,000 contract with Million Billion Media out of Australia. Mm-hmm. So there's some really cool prizes, and so I'm really excited about it. We're, you know, we, like I said, it just launched on Monday. So, you know, we're still, you know, reaching out to potential contestants, and, but we're, you know, it's gone really well so far. It's off to a very good start.
as I pull the page down there, like Sean said, folks, check out LFC 39, Goddess Among Us. Check out the Goddess Among Us contest. Shows launch parties, the sponsors, and everything that goes into it. It gives you the form of if you want to enter, get in there. I think a lot of people are going to be stoked to see some of the names that we have because you may be some familiar with them. Besides the alumni, we have models like Whitney Morgan there, who's done her thing on the fetish side of things. We have women like Riley Jade, who's been in there as well. We see Angelica, the Italian Knockout Cole. We see so many people on there. Some people you're familiar with, some people that you're going to be new to, but you're going to love them and you're going to cherish what you're going to see within this all-around contest. Tom, I'm looking at this page. I'm loving it. And I think a lot of people are going to love it too.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of video coming soon where, you know, a lot of the contestants will be recording videos to why, you know, why they deserve to be one of the 24 finalists who actually get cast on the show. So there's a lot of great content coming from this, you know, that will benefit LFC as well.
I got to say, what benefits LFC from everything just in general is, I think when you look at the term goddess, right, we have so many women, and you can concur with me on this here, Mr. Sean Donnelly, we have so many women that just want to be empowered or the embodiment of goddesses, so to speak, from in here, here, and everything from their entire foundation. I think that really resonates and generates and has that gravitational pull for all these women, not only to want to be on the show, but really showcase what they're all about and their confidence boost, because that's what it is at the end of the day. It's confidence and it's overall swag and it's overall the ability and their talents executed one and all.
Well, and I really like the fact that it's international. It's worldwide. There's going to be four finalists from each of the six continents. Now, I know there are seven continents, but we're not doing Antarctica for obvious reasons. But, you know, I always say, like, the most beautiful woman in the world, she might not be an Instagram model out of California. You know, it might be a nurse in Nairobi or, you know, a social worker in Peru. So, you know, that's what we're really interested to find.
I think what I like about your sentiment too is I think everybody has their own interpretation, like you mentioned, of what a goddess and a beauty is. Like, I'll be honest to you right now, it could be a teacher, like you said, it could be a nurse. There's something for everybody, and that goes with any product that you consume and really take in. And like you mentioned, the international side of things, like we mentioned Asia, we mentioned South America, like we mentioned everywhere, Japan, China, what have you. There's so many things that people can really resonate with from the culture side of things. It's just, it's so great to see that expansion, that diversity and that variety. I think that really is going to show up in this contest.
Yeah. And, you know, like you say, like there's so many, you know, different looks and different, and everyone has different tastes. So, you know, what you think of as the most beautiful woman in the world could be very different than someone else thinks. You know, my whole career has been, or a good portion of it has been in beauty industries. You know, I worked in a modeling agency, worked in the ad industry, worked at Playboy TV as a director. And, you know, even with LFC, you see it, you know, we'll cast some girl and, you know, she might not be my type, but man, she's got a following. You know, it might be tattoos, might be, you know, some like skinny girls, some like bigger girls, you know, so LFC is always kind of given everything. You know, if you look at our cast, it's not one size fits all.
No, not at all. And what I love too is, I mean, you look at the retrospective of the LFC calendars, like we have our Jolene Hexes, we have our Bella Inks, but we also have our Monica Garcias, we have our Shelby Parises. Like there's something for everybody. And I think that made up the month that the LFC calendar is. But with contests like this, there's a wide assortment, dare I say, an array, if you will. Yes, we're using big words here, folks, but there's something that really goes into everything, and everybody's preferences and everybody's overall accoutrements really fit the bill in this one.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the calendars, you know, like who we put in the calendars, who our champs have been, you know, it's not all Barbie dolls. It's, you know, bigger girls, you know, different diverse backgrounds, ethnicities, you know, we've always been, you know, someone who presents that, you know, just as much variety as possible, because I think that makes it more fun.
Agreed. And I think you can concur with me on this. What I like to say is representation of your presentation, present yourself well. And that's really the gist of it, right? The representation of your presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and not just presenting, you know, 16 of the same thing.
Right. I think at the end of the day, if we were to do that, I think the world would be quite boring. But I think that's the spice and the splish and the splash, if you will, that LFC provides. And I cannot wait for this contest. Y'all get out your way and get voting in this. I know a lot of the girls have been promoting. There's going to be more promotions on the social media front. And get yourself out there, vote. Check out LFC, Goddess Among Us. It's a hell of a contest with a hell of a prize and more videos and more things on the social media market to come. And Sean.
Oh, yeah. We're just early in. I mean, it's day 4.
It is. And I got to say, when can what can people expect as well as far as Goddess Among Us, the end date for the voting? Because the voting is going to keep going, like you mentioned, day four. When do the people have as far as the time frame goes?
Yeah, it's a 6-month casting process. Right. So, you know, and then we'll have narrowed down to our 24 finalists. And then early next year is the plan to shoot.
All righty. We'll be on the lookout because I know I will. And I know all you LFC faithful will. And I got to say, LFC 40 cannot wait till that comes, man. Keep us on the in and the out of when we're going to see it. Because I know if these two events are anything that we have seen, LFC 40 is going to be even more monumental.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? We're coming up on LFC 40.
Right. And I think for me, like I started with the all around LFC 25, LFC 26 pre-COVID, and here we are. So, I mean, it's been a hell of a ride for all of us, Sean.
Yeah, it's been really, really exciting. And, you know, it's growing all the time. And, you know, our social media numbers are, I think, 666,000 subscribers on YouTube. I mean, we never would have imagined that.
No, and I mean, for over the millions of views that we've had, I mean, it's great. And I'm happy. Yeah,
we're coming up on a 250,000 views.
Quarter billion, jeez. Like,
blows my mind.
Well, that's to everybody involved, from your contributions, my contributions, just to everybody on the cast, man. I got to say, I've said this many times, but LFC is a tight-knit family. We know what we want, we go for what we want, and we're here to entertain you. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, Mr. Sean Donnelly, before we close this out, first of all, I love you to death, my friend. I truly mean that. We're definitely going to have you back on for another one, you son of a gun, because we're always still busy. You're always on the grind, and I always love talking to you.
Well, I've been catching up on a lot of editing. You know, doing the two shows in a short period, and, you know, then getting them out the door with deadlines. And of course we have our reality series, and that's a deadline. And, you know, your podcast, I mean, you know, we were just talking about, you know, what are the four for me? And, yeah, you know, it's just tons of great content.
It is. And I mean, from podcast to LFC Exposed, I believe we're up to LFC 35 for that one, right?
Yeah, well, it shows you how far behind I am.
That's the season. Well, I think we're up to season 13. Yeah, LFC
35. Yeah, season 13 is LFC 35. So I was just sending it out to some people. You know, that was their first time on the reality series. So I sent it to Lauren Ceccarelli, and, you know, that was her debut. And it's like, you know, hey, your episode's out. And she said, well, didn't we shoot that like 3 years ago? It's like, yep, that's how far back we are.
But I think it's great for people to catch up. And I mean, we also have Tommy Bell, Sketchy and Funny. His first season's coming towards the end. But yeah, it's a lot to catch up on. We have Get Wet. There's a lot of content for everybody. Joel, of course, with his show, which is awesome. Got to give Joel a shout out because that's a funny ass show. When you first started putting that out there with Tight, I got to say, I'm highly entertained by that. People should go check out Tight if they haven't.
Oh yeah, Tight was, you know, that was quite an interesting program. I mean, it was a show I did for, ended up airing on some MTV networks overseas. It was a little too risque for America, but it's an all-girl porn star rock band on tour. And, you know, it became interesting because they hated each other. You know, you've never seen four women hate each other worse than they hated each other. And it, you know, led to some pretty explosive things.
I will say explosive indeed, and indecentness, if you will. But I love it. I love the storytelling. And I love
I literally thought they were going to kill each other. And I thought, oh my God, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the producer on the show where that person got killed. So,
oh.
Luckily, well, everyone survived, but it was close.
Yes, but I think that's the greatness of the TV. Not killing one another is not what I'm saying, folks, but the overall explosiveness and the drama. And that's what brings with our content and all around. And Sean, before we do close this out, my dear friend, where can we check out LFC, promote the socials one last time, where everybody can check out this LFC, and also promote the Goddess Among Us on the website?
Well, LFC, everything flows through our site, which is lfcfights.com. And the Goddess Contest is ongoing right now, and that's goddesscontest.com.
Beautifully stated, and all the links will be down here for lfcfights.com, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram, the TikTok, to the heart TikTok, you don't stop, and everything that goes into it. And of course, the YouTube.
Yeah, I don't remember any of those ever, like the URLs. So I know our website, and I'm sure at our website you can find the rest of it.
Yes, it's all underscores. That's the thing. When you start up on these Twitters and everything has to be an underscore. So it's fights_LFC on Instagram. TikTok is LFC_fights. And Twitter is LFC_fights. So it's all pretty much the same.
And we are going to be coming out with a Rumble channel probably sometime later this month.
Okay. Now, all right. I'm going to say this. Now, Rumble is kind of like the, it's kind of like the alternative to YouTube, is it? Do I have that correct? I know
that's some- right. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. That's awesome. So it'll be out soon.
Yeah. We're, you know, we've had so many fans asking us, you know, why aren't you on Rumble? It's like, well, I don't know much about it. But I did a little research on it and, you know, it's, they've got pretty good numbers. So, you know, it's a place we probably should be.
Oh, great. And I mean, I've seen it for many of talents that have used it for as far as content creations. It's YouTube is cool, but I also think Rumble also gets you a little bit more leeway, so to speak. So it's more free range.
That's what I've, you know, we have to censor our stuff on YouTube pretty heavily. You know, and then people complain like, oh, you know, you say it's the faux fight, but it's, this is the faux fight that we can show, you know, the wardrobe malfunctions you can't show. So, you know, those have always been exclusively to our site.
I've always said this, and like you talk about the editing on the full fights, like, first of all, I love it, number one, just to see them back. And I know the fans do too as well. But yeah, that's my always thing. It's like, what do you expect? Like, you know, we can't have wardrobe malfunctions on YouTube now. Like, come on.
Yeah. And then they'll say, oh, you're allowed to. Well, yes, you are, unless you're monetized. We like being monetized. You know, you can put anything you want if you're not monetized, but then what's the point?
Exactly. Exactly. But I think everybody as well, like we've said in this forum today, folks, just enjoy the content, take it in, soak it in, because it's lingerie fighting championships, a little bit of MMA, a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of clothing. And oh my goodness, we in here, we out there, we coming for you. So Sean Donnelly, as I always say to end the show, beauty, strength, and dominance, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are. And mind you, I have a dude on this show, us dudes over here, if you will, doing our thing saying, but I think Sean can agree with those sentiments that I say, because usually I say this to women, but I got a dude up in here in your mind.
Absolutely. I just always tell you, you know, not too many dudes in a row.
That sounds like, I don't mean to laugh, but the way you said that, that sounds real wrong. Not too
many dudes. It's wrong, but I guarantee you the fans agree.
They do, but hey, I include everybody. I love all of y'all.
They'd much rather be looking at Sheena or Jolene right now.
True.
So go to the site. You'll see lots of Sheena and Jolene. You'll see almost none of me.
So I will say this, sausage for Sausage Party 24/7. This is Mike Larkin and Sean Donnelly. We will see you all in the next edition of the LFC podcast, and we will see you more for some great lingerie fighting championships action and events. Sean, thank you as always for your time. I can't wait to have you back.
You too, Mike. Thanks.
For a good time, good time, honey, I'm right here. If you're looking for a good ride, good vibes, honey, I'm right here. And I'm waiting for you. And I love you in your summer skin, looking at you, looking like you're. Looking for a good time. You're wondering if we're here for.